It's August, everyone in France is on vacation, and there you are on the job. And here are some numbers that won't cheer you up. Workers in Sweden get 32 workdays off a year. It's the law. In France, it's 30 days. That's 6 weeks. In Japan, it's 25 legally mandated vacation days. In the United States, there's no legal requirement, and on average, workers get just 16 days of vacation a year. To get to the bottom of this unequal distribution of paid leave, we put a call into a couple of labor experts. Orvar Lufgren is a professor of European ethnology at Lund University in Sweden and author of the book On Holiday, A History of Vacationing. He says how we view vacation depends on our culture and history.
There has been this strong tradition that it's part of the national welfare system in Europe that you should have a long vacation, and it should be for all members of society. And there has been this emphasis on sun, health, you know, in the 30s very much. There was sort of a New Deal era in Europe when vacation was the big thing, the engine that would propel society forward.
Oh, really? It was thought that the vacation would actually refuel people and propel society forward?
Yeah, that was a very strong idea, and I think it's still with us in a way.
Mm-hmm. American attitudes, I would guess, have been affected by our sort of our Puritan work ethic history, which is a little bit ambivalent towards leisure, the idle hands of the devil's playground sort of thing. Is that part of the reason that Americans have not fought as hard for vacation?
Well, I mean, Scandinavians love vacations, and they have a very Lutheran background, so that can be all of the answer. But I think once you get the tradition of a massive holiday or vacation movement and the American alternative of the quick fix, you go for a 4-day weekend to a hotel or resort, it's very different traditions of handling free time, I think. And many Europeans would say, hey, after 4 days, I'm ready to start vacationing, not to end.
What would you advise those of us in the United States who would like to have longer vacations? How can we get them?
I don't know, but I mean, the main argument would be that sometimes longer vacation could be good for the economy. It could be good for the workforce. It is very nice to have a workforce that comes rested with new energy, new ideas, have done something different. It hasn't to be all that dangerous, the idea of a longer vacation.
Are you on vacation now?
No, I just came back. I mean, the universities are even worse. They have a couple of months vacation, but that's the same in the States, too.
Are you refreshed?
Yes.
Do you have a lot of new ideas?
Yes, actually. Just lying on the beach thinking sometimes could be very productive.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Orvar Lufgren is professor of European ethnology at Lund University in Sweden. Now we turn to Lester Thoreau, an economist at MIT in Boston. He says, though some of us may disagree, that Americans don't really want vacation.
If you go back to the 50s, the average amount of vacation, and by vacation I mean not only paid vacation but paid holidays, was approximately the same length in the United States and Europe. And what economists would say is as you got wealthier and as your productivity went up, you should take some of that higher productivity in terms of higher wages and some in terms of longer vacations. And that's exactly what the Europeans have done. But the Americans, the standard vacation package in America is no different today than it was in 1955. And the only thing you can say is Americans don't really want vacations. They'd rather have the money.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why have we made that choice?
Well, people have speculated about it. One answer may be that we Americans like capital-intensive leisure. You know, the choice is I can have a month in my canoe or I can have weekends on my power boat. Americans opt for the weekends in the power boat and spend the month working to pay for the power boat, while the Europeans, to some extent, opt for the canoe and therefore have a 4-week vacation.
How do the Europeans and Japanese manage to have comparable standards of living if we're working so much longer?
Well, one answer is they don't. They tend to have much smaller homes than we have in the United States. They don't have the suburban yards. They have fewer cars. In Japan, it's dramatic on cars, but even in Europe, you know, the 2- and 3-car family is basically rare. And so there are things that we have and just kind of accept as normal that they don't have.
Mm-hmm. So there are trade-offs, and we've made our choices.
We've made our choice to work and have the big goodies.
Mm-hmm. Aren't there some other trade-offs that the Europeans may have made in terms of vacation and things like unemployment? There was a story just recently in the Wall Street Journal that suggested businesses weren't as interested as in investing in Europe because of labor rules that favor workers and long vacations and that sort of thing.
No, there's no question there's some truth to that, because wages are higher when you add in the paid vacations. And because wages are higher, people locate activities elsewhere in the world. For example, when Mercedes and BMW moved some of their production to Alabama and South Carolina, they cut their total wage bill by almost 20%. Now, it wasn't cash wages that they were cutting, but it was these fringe benefits like a long vacation. Because of that fact, job growth in Europe has been much slower in the 1990s than it was in the United States.
Is there any evidence that vacations can actually add to the productivity of workers, because workers come back refreshed and refueled and ready to work more efficiently?
I don't think there's any hard evidence for that. You can obviously find anecdotal evidence, but the problem is that there's also be anecdotal evidence the other way. Somebody who has been on the beach really wants to stay on the beach, and they come back and they're kind of disaffected for the first week or two of work because they'd really rather be at the beach. And I don't know of any hard studies that have looked at people's performance immediately after vacations, and is there this kind of renewing effect that you're talking about? Mm-hmm. It may be true, but I don't think anybody's ever proved it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much of this attachment to work and earning is tied up in Americans' identity at work? That is, we don't have much identity outside of work. We see ourselves as what we do.
Well, I think there's a lot in that, because one of the things that, you know, work does is it gives you your friends, it gives you your station in life. And when people end up being unemployed, it's usually a big trauma, not even so much because of the money, but what do you tell people you're doing? It isn't acceptable in the United States to just tell people, I'm not doing anything, I'm enjoying life. And in certainly some European countries anyway, it's more acceptable to say that. Now, one of the other things that happens on vacation is there's certainly lots of professional people that don't want to take long vacations because they're somehow afraid that their company or their boss will discover that they aren't needed there every mm-hmm. minute. And one of the ways to avoid that discovery is never be gone.
How about you? Have you taken your vacation yet this
summer?
Well,
I'm going to be taking 2 weeks starting on Friday, and I think I'm more like a European, because by the time calendar year 2002 rolls around, I will have 6 weeks of vacation.
Thanks very much, Professor Thoreau.
You're welcome.
Lester Thoreau is an economist at MIT. He joined us from Boston.